Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something huge. Microsoft Copilot for Microsoft 365. I mean, this thing is set to change everything in the corporate world, right? Summarizing meetings, drafting emails, analyzing data, just by talking to it.
Oh, absolutely. The potential is what's enormous. But, and this is the big but, there's this sort of undercurrent of sheer terror that comes with it.
Terror? Why terror?
Because Copilot is like this incredibly efficient, internal investigator. It doesn't just see your latest emails. It has access to literally every file, every chat, every document you technically have permissions for across SharePoint, Teams, everything, your whole digital history.
Okay, right. So the fear isn't really about the AI being rogue or something. It's about us, our messy digital houses, the years of just, you know, accumulated stuff and maybe not so great security practices.
Exactly. If you just switch Copilot on without cleaning up first, you're basically handing everyone a search engine for all your company's forgotten secrets.
Yeah.
Things that people might have accidentally gotten access to years ago.
Wow. So think like old salary spreadsheets.
Yep. Or confidential board meeting minutes you thought were locked down. Maybe HR disciplinary notes. If a user can technically access it, Copilot will find it and potentially surface it if asked the right way, even by accident.
Okay. So that sets our mission for today, doesn't it? We need to lay out the essential security playbook. We've pulled together what looks like a really systematic kind of 12-step approach you absolutely need to follow before you let Copilot loose in your environment. Protect the data first.
Yeah, and what's really key to understand here is Copilot isn't trying to be malicious. It's actually very obedient. It strictly follows the existing Microsoft 365 permissions. That's the rulebook it plays by.
But the rulebook itself is the problem for most places.
Precisely. Most organizations, I mean, they have years,
decades
sometimes, of what we call permission sprawl. It's just access granted loosely, never reviewed, never cleaned up. It's less like a secure vault and more like, I don't know, an old shed with holes in the roof. Copilot just beams a massive searchlight onto that existing mess.
Okay, let's make that concrete. Like SharePoint permissions, you mentioned inheritance. How does that play into it?
Right, think of permission inheritance like DNA. If a parent folder or a main site was set up, say 10 years ago, maybe someone quickly set it to everyone in the company just to make things easy back then, then every single subfolder, every document created underneath it potentially inherits that wide open access. One mistake way back when can expose hundreds, maybe thousands of files today.
And that's just SharePoint. What about Teams? That feels newer, maybe cleaner.
You'd think so, but often it's worse.
Yeah.
Because Teams made collaboration so easy, it was common to just add whole departments or sometimes, the entire company to a team or channel.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah. Guilty as charged. I've seen that happen.
We all have. But now every single file ever dropped into that channel's chat or file tab is potentially searchable by all those people via Copilot. Sensitivity doesn't matter if the permission is open.
And then there's the whole external sharing angle. People who don't even work there anymore.
Oh, definitely. Access granted to consultants, vendors, guest users. Maybe an employee left 6 months ago, but their access wasn't fully revoked. Those loose ends become major risks because Copilot can instantly find and synthesize information across everything that account can still technically touch.
Which brings up another point, right? How does Copilot even know what's sensitive?
Well, it doesn't. Unless you tell it. That's where Microsoft Purview sensitivity labels come in. If you haven't rolled those out, the AI literally cannot distinguish between, say, a public marketing brochure and your company's secret M&A plans.
So these labels are like digital confidential stamps.
Exactly. They're tags that tell the AI, hey, this document is highly confidential. Don't just show this to anyone. Without them, it's flying blind.
And flying blind sounds like a direct route to compliance nightmares. IPA, GDPR, PCI DSS.
Massive fines. Huge reputational damage. And regulators, you know, they have zero patience for excuses like, we didn't realize our new AI tool would dig up that regulated data. It just doesn't fly. Preparation is mandatory.
Okay, so being proactive is clearly essential. You mentioned cost and trust.
Yeah, it really boils down to that. Trying to clean up after Copilot accidentally surfaces everyone's salary information. Or maybe sensitive performance reviews. Good luck. You can't unring that bell, as they say.
Right. The screenshots are out. The trust is gone.
Instantly. And the cost of dealing with that fallout, legal, reputational, internal morale, it dwarfs the cost of preventing it. Doing the cleanup before you enable Copilot is the only sane path.
But I have to push back a little here. Cleaning up, say, 10 years of permissions across potentially thousands of SharePoint sites, countless teams, that sounds like a monumental, maybe even impossible task for some organizations. Why not just, I don't know, limit Copilot to only a few safe areas to start?
That's a very common thought, and it seems pragmatic on the surface. But the problem is, it cripples the value proposition of Copilot. Well, you're paying a significant amount for this tool, right? $30 per user, per month. If you only let a tiny fraction of your workforce use it on a tiny fraction of the data, you're never going to see the widespread productivity gains that justify that cost. You need broad adoption.
Okay, makes sense.
And getting the security right first actually allows for that confident, broad deployment. You move faster in the long run. Plus, think about auditors. If you've done the cleanup, you can actually show them your data governance posture. Copilot, in that scenario, almost becomes a tool that reinforces good governance rather than being a risk.
So avoiding the work up front means you either risk a major incident or you end up wasting the investment in the AI tool because you're too afraid to actually use it properly.
That's the catch-22. You have to clean the foundation before you build the shiny new thing on top.
All right, so we've established it's necessary, unavoidable work. Let's get practical. The sources seem to break this down into like three main phases. Clean up first, then protection, then ongoing control.
That's a good way to frame it. We start with phase A, discovery and cleanup. You can't protect what you don't understand, and you want to reduce the sheer volume of stuff Copilot has to look at.
Makes sense. So, step one, conduct a comprehensive permission audit. This is ground zero.
Absolutely. You need tools and processes to find out which sites are shared with everyone, which teams include the whole company. Where is permission inheritance, creating unintended access? A key indicator we look for is users with access to, say, over 100 sites. That usually screams over-permissioning.
Okay, find the problems. Then step two, implement the principle of least privilege, which basically means take away access people don't actually need.
Exactly. Systematically revoke those broad everyone permissions. Break down huge department-wide teams into smaller, more focused groups based on roles. And critically, enforce time limits on any external or guest access. Make it expire automatically.
And before we start labeling and protecting, there's one more cleanup step, right? Step eight, clean up legacy content and inactive sites.
Yes. Prune the dead branches. Identify sites, libraries, maybe teams that haven't been touched in, say, 12 months, maybe 24 months. Archive the data if you must, or just delete it if it's obsolete. Less data means less for Copilot to crawl, which means less risk. And don't forget, processes for leavers secure their OneDrive content.
Okay, so audit, tighten access, delete old stuff. That's phase A. Now, phase B, classification and protection. This is where we start building the walls.
Right. And Microsoft Purview tools are central here. Step three, deploy Microsoft Purview sensitivity labels. This is non-negotiable. Define a clear classification scheme, public, internal use only, confidential, highly confidential, whatever fits your business.
And these aren't just labels, they do things.
They absolutely do. You configure them to automatically apply encryption, restrict access to certain groups, maybe add visual watermarks. And crucially, Copilot is designed to respect these labels. You can even tell it never include highly confidential documents in your results.
Got it. Labels first. Then step four, configure data loss prevention DLP policies. These are like automated guardrails.
Think of them as tripwires. You create rules that automatically detect specific sensitive info, like credit card numbers, social security numbers, specific internal project codes. You enable DLP for Teams chat, SharePoint, OneDrive, Exchange, and you can configure it to block sharing of highly sensitive data, or at least warn users.
And for some industries, there's step nine, establish information barriers, like ethical walls.
Exactly. Critical for finance, legal, healthcare sometimes. These are technical barriers configured in Microsoft 365 to prevent communication and data sharing between specific groups, say your research team and your sales team, or investment banking and trading desks. Copilot will respect these barriers too.
Okay, cleanup done. Protection layers added. What's phase C? Control, monitoring, and response. Sounds ongoing.
It has to be. Security isn't a one-and-done project. First up is access control again, but more dynamic. Step six, implement conditional access policies.
This is like adding context.
Precisely. Policies that say, for example, to access this SharePoint site with sensitive HR data, you must use multi-factor authentication, MFA, and you must be on a company-managed device. Or maybe block downloads from unmanaged devices. Context is key.
Then we get controls for Copilot itself. Step seven, configure Copilot-specific settings and restrictions.
Yeah, Microsoft gives you knobs to turn. You can start by enabling Copilot only for a small pilot group. You can control which M365 apps Copilot is allowed to work within. You can even explicitly tell Copilot not to reference specific SharePoint sites that you know are still messy or under remediation. granular control.
Need to see what's happening too. Step 5, enable Microsoft Purview audit logging. Why is this separate?
It's foundational visibility. You need that unified audit log turned on everywhere, capturing who accessed what, when, who changed permissions. Then you configure alerts for high-risk activities, maybe someone downloading an unusual amount of data or widespread permission changes. It's your forensic trail if something goes wrong.
Building on that, step 11, implement continuous monitoring and alerting. So not just logging, but actively watching.
Proactively looking for anomalies. Set up alerts for weird Copilot query patterns. Like, why is someone in marketing suddenly trying to query detailed financial projections? Track external sharing trends to see if permissions are starting to creep open again. Keep an eye on things.
And this isn't just tech, right? Step 10, train users on secure Copilot practices.
Hugely important. Technology alone won't save you. Users need to understand basically how Copilot works, what data it can see. They need to know it's their responsibility to apply sensitivity labels correctly to the documents they create. And critically, they need to learn to verify AI outputs, not just blindly trust everything Copilot generates, especially if it might be pulling from older, less reliable data.
Okay, final step sounds serious. Step 12, create an incident response plan. Plan for the worst.
Hope for the best, plan for the worst. You absolutely need a documented plan before an incident happens. Who does what if sensitive data is exposed? How do you investigate? What are the steps to quickly contain it, maybe by temporarily revoking Copilot access for certain users or groups? Speed and clarity are crucial in a crisis.
Wow, okay, that's a comprehensive list. 12 steps, it sounds like a lot, but what's the actual payoff? What does this mean for, you know, the listener trying to implement this?
The results are pretty stark, actually. Organizations that follow this kind of playbook consistently report things like a 90% or even higher reduction in data exposure incidents. Mm-hmm. That's not trivial. That's massive risk reduction right there.
90%. Okay. What else?
Well, think about IT support. Fewer confused users asking, why can I suddenly see this file? Or how did Copilot know that? Hmm. We see IT tickets related to permissions and data access drop by like 50 to 70%.
That's significant. And it helps with actually using the tool.
Absolutely. Because people trust it more. When the underlying data is cleaner and access is right, adoption rates soar. We see organizations achieving 3 to 5 times faster. Copilot deployment, they go from being stuck in security reviews for 6 months to rolling out confidently in weeks. And they hit those high user adoption rates, often above 80%, which you need to justify the cost.
Okay, the benefits are clear, but what are the big mistakes people make? The pitfalls to avoid.
Number one, without a doubt, is assuming your existing permissions are clean. I can't stress this enough. Nearly every organization underestimates the mess, the sprawl that's built up over years. You must do the audit and clean up first. Don't just switch it on and hope for the best.
Hope is not a strategy here.
Definitely not. Another huge mistake is neglecting teams' channel security. IT often focuses heavily on SharePoint because it's older and has more complex structures.
Mm-hmm.
But Teams, because it grew so fast and organically, often has much looser, riskier permission setups. You have to tackle both.
Makes sense. Any other common errors?
Yeah, thinking of this as a one-time fix. Lack of ongoing monitoring. You do all this great cleanup work, but then permissions start to drift again over time. Mm-hmm. People share things, leave the company, roles change. You need that continuous monitoring and regular auditing, or you'll just end up back where you started in a year or two.
Okay, so timeline and investment. If I'm running, say, a small or medium business, 5,200 people maybe, what are we looking at realistically?
For that size, you're probably looking at 4 to 8 weeks of focused effort for this kind of preparation. Larger, more complex enterprises, easily 12 to 16 weeks, sometimes longer, depending on the state of their environment.
And the cost, is this a huge budget item?
It's an investment, for sure. The typical range for the whole package, the audit tools, the cleanup effort, maybe consultant help, the labeling rollout,
yeah,
user training, it generally falls somewhere between, say, $15,000 and $75,000, maybe more for very large organizations.
Which sounds like a lot until you compare it to the potential cost of a breach.
Exactly. That preventative spending is a fraction of what a single major data exposure incident could cost you in fines, legal fees, lost customer trust, and reputation damage. It's really about risk management. Hashtag Chagoutro.
Okay, so let's wrap this deep dive up. The main takeaway seems almost backwards. To get the most out of this futuristic AI Copilot, you first have to deal with the past. You have to systematically clean up the old digital clutter.
That's it in a nutshell. The core problem isn't the AI, it's the permission sprawl. And the solution is that disciplined 12-step playbook we walk through. Discover, clean up, classify, protect, and continuously monitor using tools like Microsoft Purview smartly.
It's about getting your house in order before inviting in the super smart guest.
Precisely. And here's maybe a final thought to leave you with. All this work you do now to secure your data for Copilot, the sensitivity labels, the clean permissions, the monitoring framework, this isn't just a one-off fix for one tool. You're actually building a sustainable governance foundation, a framework that will help you manage and secure all the future AI tools that will inevitably want access to your core business data. Getting this right for Copilot now basically sets you up for a more secure and competitive future in the whole AI-driven landscape.
It's foundational. So cleaning up for today actually prepares you for tomorrow's AI as well, a necessary step towards a smarter and definitely more secure future. Thanks for diving deep with us today.
My pleasure.
We'll catch you next time on The Deep Dive.